This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
What's going on in your life you need solved? You got Elizabeth and Radar. Text Roulette is what's happening right now, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. All you have to do is let us know by texting 414-432-1099. What's going on in your life? Texts come in, we spin the text roulette wheel and find out which one we're going to share with you here on the air.
31.
Okay.
All right.
31. Give us something good. We've had a lot of relationship questions lately.
Yeah.
Some serious ones.
Here we go.
All right. Well, this isn't relationship, but it's probably something that a lot of you are wondering. As a matter of fact, as I proofread this one, I'm wondering this too. Because I know exactly, I can picture it in my mind, and you will too. You're going to
picture this. This is about traffic. We've had a lot of traffic questions.
A little bit. Text Roulette. It's actually titled, so thank you everybody who does title it. Then we can find these texts
yes,
really fast when we spin the wheel. Text Roulette. Why is crime scene tape always upside down on news, TV shows like Dateline, etc.? Why is crime scene tape always upside down? These are the little wonders of life
that you wonder about?
That you want to ask about.
Okay, this is either someone that was driving by a crime scene, saw it, and then voice texted this question in.
Or they watched a whole episode.
Or they were sitting there at some point, because we were scrolling back quite a bit. What was it, 31 was the number?
Yeah.
They were watching Dateline.
Yeah, maybe.
And
like,
they thought, they're like, why is this? Throw it out to Text Roulette. And we love that you've done that, by the way, because that's what Text Roulette is for. It's like the magic eight ball of radio.
Heck yeah, man. That's good stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
If I had to guess, and maybe there's a police officer that can call in and actually be more official and answer this question.
That's exactly what we need.
One, I feel like they don't care and they're not paying attention. It's a crime scene. There's bigger priorities going on. Two, if you watch them when they put the crime scene tape out, they roll it out, they go to a post, or they go to the end of a railing, or they go to the end of a tree.
A fixed object.
They go around it, and that's when it gets flipped and goes upside down. Think about when you're wrapping a present and you're putting the bow around, and you go down below underneath the box and you twist it. You have to kind of twist it back so that when you get up on top of the bow and you make the actual bow, you have to bend the ribbon a little bit so that it looks nice.
That's what police are doing. They're putting the bow on the crime scene is what they're doing.
That's kind of what they're doing. They're wrapping up the crime scene, but that's why when they make that turn, it's upside down. That's exactly what it is. I mean, think about when you are rolling up an extension cord. You have to kind of give it that twist so it doesn't go the opposite way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
that's what's happening on the crime scene, I'm not going back from that at all. That's exactly what it is.
This is another reason why. Well, number one, I was never serious enough whenever I did ride-alongs or whenever I was in a police station, my brother-in-law, my nephew, I was going to be a police officer before radio. But I wasn't, you know, that's one of the reasons. Number two, that would bother me. These crime scenes, they'd be going, what are you doing? Just wrap it around the pole over there. Just a minute. I just want to make sure it says caution right side up. There we go. You're wasting time. Get going. Just a minute. We don't have a minute. You got to put that crime scene tape up.
Has there ever been someone that has walked up to the crime scene, saw that it was upside down and thought, well, I guess this isn't valid, so I can just walk through here? No, nobody. You know what it is. It's the yellow caution crime scene.
I can't read it. It's upside down. Guess I'll just walk
right. Guess I can just walk
excuse
by.
Excuse me. Get away from the body.
Oh, you're moving a body? Sorry. I had no idea. And also, it just goes to show when you're watching some of these shows sometimes why so many of us couldn't be police officers. Because these are the things that we're concerned
exactly.
about. This is our biggest question about the crime scene.
Again,
why is the crime scene tape always upside down?
That's why this goof is in radio
is
and not in police.
Down?
Exactly.
Yes, that's exactly why you're not a police officer.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.